The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I always had a private doctor. I didn't think I needed VA care. Then I learned VA is ranked above private care systems nearby and costs less. I'm getting the best care of my life with providers trained to treat veterans. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
They thought it was the perfect crime until the body was found. You're listening to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
Picture this. You are convicted of murder, but the evidence against you is so confusing that even dirt and headphones are arguing in the prosecution's timeline. Now throw in an alternative suspect who confessed, allegedly, years earlier, and suddenly the whole case feels kind of like a horrible true crime Dateline episode. Well, it already has been, and it really is. With all this chaos, let's get into the psychology of what's going on in the case of Richard Allen. What happens to someone mentally when they're caught in a storm of uncertainty and a courtroom that can't seem to make up its mind? Joining me to discuss where things are at right now, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author on this case, which continues to baffle now that the prosecution is sitting there and the defense is going, we got a couple things that we need to run by you all, and we need to run this by an appeals court because some of this stuff doesn't feel very right. Siobhan, let's start with all of that. Just so many things coming up in this case. Obviously, the trial didn't go extremely smooth. The waiting up to the trial and the procedural motions had so many issues, and a lot of that's being brought up now. But what has got to be going through the mind of someone like Richard Allen? And let's assume for a moment he didn't do this, where it seems the stakes are 100% stacked against you, and it's really hard just to get basic facts out because no one seems to want to hear them.
Well, goes without saying, this would be very demoralizing and deeply depressing to any of us. And I think with his fragile mental health, which we've seen lots of evidence of that, it's got to be hell for the guy. And as we know, he has suffered with extreme psychosis, the severe symptoms, beating his head against the wall, eating feces, all this awful stuff. I would anticipate that that kind of deterioration could be ongoing for him. And, you know, so much about this case was built upon his psychotic confessions. And what we know about psychosis is that a psychotic confession should not be considered a confession.
And that's one of the big things that is being brought up into this case. But there's several other issues that are being brought up. The alleged illegal custody transfer of him from one location to another without notifying the attorneys. That's becoming something that they're bringing up in appeals. The prosecutorial misconduct regarding false testimony. There was some of that in the case, specifically talking about that alleged van, which we never really knew where to place it or how it was, because it never really made a whole lot of sense. But the prosecution just kind of went forward was, well, there must be a van there. An alternative suspect confession. This is a big one, and this is a new one I want to talk about for just a second, because this is something that never made it into court. This is one of those things that Judge Gull said, I don't think we need that for this case. When, you know, you have an alternative suspect theory, maybe you should look at it, especially if it's someone else who confessed that wasn't in solitary confinement for a year straight before you got that out of him. The guy even said that they used a box cutter as a weapon. We don't know who this is, but it is another piece that never made it into trial. The family of Richard Allen, Richard himself, there's so many pieces here. When it's sitting in front of you, that's got to be beyond stressful to think about. If this mm-hmm. is your husband that's behind bars, how are you trying to cope with something like this?
Yeah, I don't think we have a formula for that. This is just in that category of unimaginable kind of circumstances. And it's just got to be hell for everybody involved.
Could prolonged incarceration without proper legal representation kind of create a sense of helplessness that's going to really impact his mental state? Is that how you think he kind of got to the place where he was? We heard so many stories of the attorneys just having difficulty even communicating with him while he was behind bars initially, trying to speak through the little flap in the door where they give you food. I mean, it's almost like something out of a movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is one of the strangest cases. And I think, you know, we all feel satisfied at the end of a trial when we feel like, you know, the bad guy got what they deserve and they're punished. And actually the human neural pathways light up when we see somebody who's a norm violator punished, you know, so mm-hmm. that's a sense of satisfaction. And I don't think most people don't have that sense of satisfaction about this case. It's this sense of something being off.
Well, a lot of people on the outside don't have that sense of satisfaction, but people on the inside seem to. I mean, it seems to be that a lot of things, I mean, on the outside, you look and go, it looks like you're really pushing things this certain direction. I'm wondering if those who were in the sandbox doing all of this and playing this case, essentially, do you think that there was some sort of railroading going on here, or was this just really a cognitive bias that started in one place and just kind of grew and grew and grew, and they're all on this team and Richard's over here on that team, and we are going to take you down no matter what, because it becomes more of a, I guess, of a battle of who has the best arguments, who's going to be the loudest really in this case, versus what is the truth.
Yeah, I think sometimes you do see where there are, you know, corrupt conspiracies, you know, in prosecuting someone. But I think most of the time, cognitive bias is the perfect term. People get sold on a story, they buy into the story completely, and then it becomes all about proving their version of the story, and this sense of it's us versus them and our team versus the other team, and we've got to win here. So that's how they start looking at it.
I know, I mean, psychologically, this is your area. How difficult is it in a case like this? Because we have a really interesting setup here where the potential killer, if you look down some of the other theories, could be dead. Ron Logan is one of the individuals who had the property where the girls were found at. He had a bit of a history, but he's not with us anymore. There's other folks that are alive, but you have, you know, him as being one of the possible prime suspects. The FBI was even initially going, hey, we really have to look at him, but the locals said, we got this. Trust us, we'll get the right guy. And clearly, all that information is gone. Even if you were to get a new set of investigators to come here and look at this, or get just a new court to look at this, a new prosecution to look at this, do you think it will be seen in a different light than the initial round of this? And how difficult is that to really impact a case when someone's dead? They can't speak their reality or what they'd like you to believe, truth or fake. And you do have one person over here who did make confessions, but you have these other people here who are not around anymore.
Right, right. Yeah, that's one of the nightmares about, you know, so many of these weird cases that we end up trying to sort through. If there's no DNA, it's not like the Koberger case where you've got DNA and mm-hmm. that, you know, gives you something nice and solid. When there's just so much speculation and as you say, the alternate suspect theories and possibilities and people that are dead, we may never know. You know, we may never come to a satisfying conclusion on this, which is just awful.
And what do you do in a case like that? I mean, it is where we're sitting right now. I mean, that does not reach the level of you know, beyond a reasonable doubt. There's a lot of reasonable doubt here. I think most people would argue that. But we have a person that's away now for the rest of their life as it sits. That's not really how it's supposed to work when you have scenarios like this. How does someone like Richard Allen, who we've already seen deteriorate the way that he did the first several years in custody and also being treated very differently, being in solitary confinement. How does someone like that and can someone like that survive going forward through all of this? Or does it make it easier at this point now that the big initial game is over? Maybe there'll be another one. Maybe there won't. But to keep himself sane, is that going to be a challenge, seeing his already, you know, seemingly fragile state in this case?
Yeah, he's going to remain fragile. You know, he was diagnosed with a dependent personality disorder, which is not the same as being a criminal or a psychopath or anything like that. It's a person who's kind of fragile and needy, and that's who he is. And so I would think if he's going to survive, he's going to need a lot of emotional support. And is he getting that? Will he get that? I don't know. So looking at it from that angle, it's just really tragic.
Does a personality like that, have you seen historically, is that someone who, I mean, obviously it can be anybody, but is that someone who typically would commit crimes of this nature with this sort of, I guess, you know, a gusto, walking into the woods one day, deciding to take out two little girls that you don't know are going to be there? I mean, it's just, I don't know. I mean, number one, it doesn't really line up with his personality, but if you have a disorder of some sort, that can change the game. What does that say to you about propensity to commit a crime like this with what we do know about his mental health?
Yeah, good question. You know, it certainly has happened where you see folks with dependent traits, you know, commit violent crimes, but it's not common. It's not typical. Usually we think more of the psychopathic person with impulse control problems, anger problems, as we've talked about before, the hidden dark side of their sexual behavior that shows up on their internet searching. None of that was found here. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's an unusual case from that angle too.
So many questions. We'll see where it goes now. It's really going to be argued in the courts, not even so much about anything mentally, but just what was done wrong. I'd imagine we're going to see another trial, but I guess time will tell.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers.
I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.